A very good afternoon. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I am your host, Kieran Aritasias, and you are welcome to this one-hour extravaganza all about the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. Every Sunday at 5 p.m. we pay homage to the world's greatest singing competition, and the biggest, of course.
Hello, this is Amir from France.
Hello, this is Jozsi Pape from Hungary.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
That's Greece 2010 and Yorgos Alkeos and friends singing the song Whoopa. That came 8th actually at the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest in Oslo, Norway, with 140 points. A great way, I think, to start the show. What do you think? Now, I'd love to hear what you think, and you can let me know by following us on Twitter and send us a tweet at ESC Showcase. And also you can send us a message, comment on our posts on the Eurovision Showcase page on Facebook. And make sure you give us a like as well. If you want to email us, it'll be lovely to hear from you. tutsexperience@hotmail.com as well. Thank you very much. Well, what a great show I've got planned for you guys and gals. We've got Rob's Random Request live and kicking. We've got the Eurovision Showcase News, a bumper edition this week. Oh, stuffed in. I'll tell you that for sure. Now let's move on to our next song. Now this song was in the national final of Sweden, Melody Festival in 2009, and Alcazar. Now, Alcazar, for British listeners, I'm sure, in particular, who aren't big Eurovision fans like myself, would know Alcazar as sang the song Crying at the Discotheque, which did very well in the UK charts. But they're big, obviously big stars in Sweden, and they've wanted to represent Sweden many times at the Eurovision Song Contest, and many attempts, and most of their attempts, I think, are fantastic songs and could have represented Sweden. This particular one as well is one of my faves, which I'd like to share with you now. From Melody Festival in 2009, here is Alcazar with Stay the Night.
You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Tuttiot.
Juice, I Need You, coming third in the UK national final. What was it? Great British Song Contest in 1995. A big hit on the UK charts and much love to many Eurovision fans still to this day in 2017. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. As somebody says. Woof. Right. Now, I love... as much as I love all these up-tempo songs, I do love a good bawdy ballad on many occasion. And this particular song from Dansk Melody Grand Prix, the Danish national final in 2006, was one of my favourites from a national final. Now, I do remember specifically in 2006 watching the national finals on the internet live, and I was just in awe of how awesome the national finals were and how awful our ones were here in the UK, because in 2006 it wasn't good, was it? I mean, we picked Daz Sampson, for heaven's sake, and Anthony Costa came second, so you know, that's where our priorities are, eh? Awkward. So this song didn't do particularly well in the final result. I think it came sixth, if I remember rightly, but I do like it, and I hope you like it too. So here is Christine Blonde, Make This Night Forever. Great English there. Dansk Melody Grand Prix, the Danish national final in 2006.
Words left unsaid, but times with tears of joy keep embracing me inside. Now I wish I did not know, but it feels like I'm losing you now. Can we make this night forever? I don't wanna say goodbye, I just wanna be with you till the very end of time. But I'll be beside you when you close your eyes. Got your picture on. Every day and every night, I'm still missing.
Hemelen Alder. That's my Dutch is awful. That's the Netherlands in 1998, and It's Ilja Rombre coming. A very respectable fourth place for the Netherlands. And that was their top 10 in 1998. The next time they will be able to get, well, into the top 5, shall I say. And then the next time they got into the top 5 was in 2014 with the Common Linnets, when they came second with Calm After the Storm. And I've got some news about one half of the Common Linnets very shortly. But first, Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's time for Rob's Random Request. This is the part of the show where my husband, Rob Uri Tuttiot, gets to put a hand in two hats. Or two hands and two hats, maybe, sometimes. And we've got a hat full of countries, a hat full of years. We take them out at the same time, and then we glue that year and country together, and then we play that song randomly on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM this week. So, Rob has picked the country of Finland, and it is the year 1970. Yes. So, here we go. So, Finland was represented in the 1978 Eurovision Song Contest by a lady called Silja Simola with the song Anna Rakudele Tiakasus. Now, my Finnish isn't the greatest, but it's translated as Let the Opportunity for Love. Aww. Now, Silja Simola was born in Helsinki on the 25th of September 1944. She passed away earlier this year on the 21st of August 2017. She began her career musical career in the mid 60s in the band Errol, Silja and Kristin Truro, with their debut solo album, which was released in 1970, called Silja Simola 1. Very generic, never mind. Well, despite the poor result in the 1978 Eurovision Song Contest, where it came 18th with only 2 points, Simola continued a long and successful career in Finland. So let's hear the Finnish entry to the 1978 Eurovision Song Contest in Paris and La France. Oui, madame. Monsieur, it is Anna Rakude Teyakos from Silja Simola.
Silmin viattomin katsot vielä, pikkumies. On niin epävarma askel pienten jalkain, mutta aika kuluu. Mieheks vartut, pikkumies, leikit vaihtuu työhön aikuisten. Silloin toivon suurta rakkautta sydämeesi sun, siten helpompi on tiesi taivalta. Kova maailma niin vaikea on joskus ymmärtää, muista se. Se niin koittaa aika uusi. Käsi pienoinen on vielä hetken kädessäin. Hymy aurinkoisin äidin hymyn vastaan. Aikaa pysähtymään silloin niin mä toivoisin. Pian huomaan susta kasvanut on mies. Usein matkallasi aikuisten niin kovaan maailmaan. Moni aate ihon väri vaatii kantaa ottamaan. Mutta tärkeintä on rakkaudelle antaa tilaisuus. Muista se, niin koittaa aika uusi. Usein matkallasi aikuisten.
Valentina Moneta from San Marino.
And I'm Jimmy Wilson, also representing San Marino.
You are listening to Eurovision Showcase
on Forest FM.
And our song is
Spirit of the Night.
Enjoy!
Dream about.
Maybe I am.
I really feel the night can take away my doubt.
I'll try and do what I can.
Every time I see you smile, there is a sadness in your eyes.
But I haven't heard before.
I know it's nothing new, and time will make you realize.
Night for San Marino 2017. That is Valentina Moneta and Jimmy Wilson. And as we mentioned a few weeks ago, San Marino are doing something really bizarre, and with the San Marino's broadcaster, SMTV, which is on Saturday morning TV. Do you remember that? SMTV Live on ITV. And that was a few years ago, wasn't it? Oh, I remember that. Wonky Donkey, do you remember that? The SMTV, the San Marino Television Company, and also the website 1in360.com. They are doing this online national final sequence-like competition to see who will represent San Marino. And it could be anybody from around the world representing the principality in the middle of Italy. So there you go. If you fancy doing that, find the details. But I'm not so sure if the submissions are open yet still or they've closed. So you'll have to check out the Eurovision.tv. And they've got an article up about that. But yes, San Marino, that entry we just heard, came dead last in the second semi-final with only 1 point. Ouch. Not very good. Gonna have a quick peep to see who gave them 1 point in that semi-final. And believe it or not, it was the German televote. Only 1 point. So thank God Germany were in that semi-final voting. Because if they weren't, It could have been nil point in the semi-final. Ouch. Well, it's just gone 5:30. It's now time for this. It is time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday the 12th of November 2017. Estonia in 2018 will be celebrating their 10th anniversary of their national final, and after combing through a record 258 entries, producers have finally revealed the 20 semi-finalists for next year's competition. And they did so on a Friday's talk show called Ringbeat. And perhaps the biggest name announced is Stig Rørstad. After his 2015 triumph with Elena Born, singing the song Goodbye to Yesterday, Hitmaker, has continued to enter a song as a songwriter. He is now taking it to the stage again with his self-penned entry called Home. We wish him and the rest of the Estonian national finalists, or semi-finalists, the best of luck. YLE, the Finnish broadcaster, announced that Sara Aalto, who came second in the X Factor last year here in the UK, will be representing Finland at the Eurovision Song Contest next year in Lisbon, Portugal. In a grand unveiling in Helsinki, it was announced that UMK will have Sara Aalto singing three songs which the Finnish public can select. Congratulations to Sara, all the best. Also, the Netherlands have announced that Waylon from the Common Lynette will sing solo for the Netherlands at the Eurovision Song Contest next year. The Azerbaijani artist Azil will sing for Azerbaijan at the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest. And finally, 42 countries have been confirmed to represent, enter the Eurovision Song Contest. Russia returns, but the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia are out. That's a real sad thing. Apparently, it's due to money irregularities, almost what happened to Romania at the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest. But sort of thankfully, the Macedonians haven't selected a song, and then all of a sudden, 4 weeks before the contest, say that you're not allowed to enter. So I suppose it's on an early terms, but we're going to miss the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia big time. But Russia are back, so the big hitters are on their way. There was some jitteriness if Moldova will be able to afford to take part next year after their best result last year, coming third with the Sunstroke Project with Hey Mama. So we'll see what happens with that. But also, the Portuguese broadcaster RTP have a brand new logo and a slogan. It's called All Aboard. So choo choo. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Tussiet, or Kieran Uri Tussiet now. God, I've got to get used to it. And you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
If I paddle our canoe in this direction, we might get lucky. Look, over there. It's the very rare Canadian fan of Eurovision.
This is Eurovision Canada calling. Canada Podcast, a Canadian perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest, available on iTunes or EurovisionCanada.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hey guys, this is Joe and Jake from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
This is our song, You're Not Alone. Enjoy.
Heartbeat, when you're not around, it's beating slow. and it's something that I've never known. Oh, oh. I'll be the answer you've been waiting for. I'll be the truth that you've been looking for. Oh, oh. You're not alone, we're in this together. All that you want is right here forever. And they don't need to know. To know.
You're Not Alone by Joe and Jake for the United Kingdom in 2016. Haven't heard that in a while. And it's a good old song, isn't it? Yes, it is indeed. Be proud, be British. Yes. Right, okay. Now, as we mentioned earlier on in the Eurovision Showcase news, we've got three internal selections already. Oh my goodness me. So Finland, as well as the Netherlands and Azerbaijan. Now, we're going to hear a song from the lady who's representing Finland, Saara Aalto. This is a song from her album, You Had My Heart. And this incredible, beautiful song, I love her pronunciation in French. It's called Je suis malade, which means I am sick. So here we are, Saara Aalto. Enjoy.
Je suis celle sans toi, je suis laide sans toi, comme une orpheline dans un dortoir. Je n'ai plus envie de vivre ma vie, c'est ce quand tu pars, je n'ai plus de vie, et même soir et qu'elle me laissait se lever péché. Je suis accrochée à toi, je suis fatiguée, je suis épuisée. De faire semblant d'être heureuse quand ils sont là, je bois toutes les nuits. Et tout le whisky pour moi ont le même cou. Tous les matins portent ton drapeau. Je ne sais plus où aller, tu es partout. Je suis malade, complètement malade. Je verse mon sang dans ton corps et je suis comme un oiseau mort. Quand toi tu dors, je suis malade, parfaitement malade. Tu m'as privé de tous mes chants. J'avais tout un long avant ta peau. Cet amour me tue. Si ça continue, je rêverai seul avec moi, près de ma radio, comme un gosse idiot, en écoutant ma propre voix qui chante. Je suis malade. Complètement malade. Comme quand ma mère sortait le soir et qu'elle me laissait seul avec mon Dieu.
Enkel og så fin. Alene gitaren tuller fram en liten sang. Piano og gitar i sammen stenger lave lyd. I sammen klanger bringer fram en liten sang. Overalt finns det.
Jahn Teigen there with Do Re Mi, the Norwegian Eurovision entry from 1983 in Munich, Germany. A big guilty pleasure of mine. I know not a lot of fans in particular don't like that song, but I think it's a beautiful lullaby type of song, and it's just easygoing, catchy stuff, which is what Eurovision's all about, especially back in the 80s. Right, it's now time for this. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking, and this is the part of the show where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Now, we are blessed with commentary again from the late, great Sir Terry Wogan, and we are going to Bergen in Norway for the 1986 Eurovision Song Contest. We listened to the German entry last week that came 8th with Inge Prieters with Über die Brücke gehen, Crossing the Bridge. We are now hearing the winner of the 1986 Eurovision Song Contest. It's the Belgian entry. It is Sondra Kim with J'aime la vie. I love life. Enjoy this amazing song and Eurovision classic.
National bias there now. And indeed, many good judges think that the next song is a potential winner as well. Ah, the Bergen Fish Market. I can smell it from here. It introduces the Belgian entry. It's got a catchy chorus and it's called I Love Life. It'll be sung in French, J'aime la vie. It's written by Marino Atria and Angelo Krischi, obviously of Italian descent as well, Jean-Paul Fenomont. And this is the young lady, a gamma, 15-year-old Sandra Kim, who's going to sing the Belgian entry. Likes a nice bit of fish as well. She hasn't seen the price yet.
L'âge moyen des participants cette année est particulièrement jeune. Et parmi les plus jeunes, voici Sandra Kim, qui nous interprète J'aime la vie. I love life, sings Sandra Kim from Belgium. In spite of being the youngest participating artist in this year's Eurovision Song Contest, she is already an experienced artist. And conductor, Jo Carlier.
J'aime la vie, la vie, toute la vie.
Il faut y croire.
it's 1.5 favourites for it.
Sophia Vosu with Tell Me, the Greek entry in 1991. It was the English version of Yannick C. Yes. Great tune, that is, too. Even the English version, I think, is fab. But if I had to pick, I would probably pick the Greek song. Yannick C. Kanameni, Yannick C. Oh, yeah, I could go on and on and on. Right. Now time for our final song. We're heading to the 2008 Eurovision Song Contest. It was the pre-contest favourite, if I remember rightly. I'm sure it was. It was the Swiss entry, which sadly didn't qualify out the second semi-final, even though everybody thought it was going to, particularly because it was sung in Italian. And it was amazing. It's Era Stupendo by Paolo Minghezzi. A fantastic Swiss entry, which I think certainly deserved to qualify. And I think, if I remember rightly, my mother enjoyed this immensely. And I hope you do too.
C'è una parte di me che tacere non sa quando guardo l'odio che c'è, il dolore, la povertà, mi rivedo bambino io che correvo nel blu. Sfidare il vento, la fantasia.
Paolo Mongizzi with Era Stupendo for Switzerland in 2008. Well, that is it for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Aritatiat. And I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. Now, follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase and like our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase. If you miss any of our previous shows, then go to any podcast app and download. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a lovely week. Toodaloo!
Você está ouvindo Eurovision Showcase na Forest FM com Kieran Tutiet. As melhores músicas. Ok, algumas não tão boas assim. Eurovision, aqui em 92.3. Forest FM.